This side of the street is the tank parade. On the other side of the street, we can see a Sherman tank that was manufactured in the United States and was used during the Second World War. 5 men were required to operate it. One can easily imagine the discomfort and heat inside a space so small. The models on the site were sold by the United States and bought for training purposes. As a small side note, the turret of our Sherman was once painted pink as a practical joke. The squadron on guard was reprimanded and had to take guard again the next weekend, which gave the other squadron another weekend off. On our side of the street, we can see the Centurion tank, which replaces the Sherman in 1958 and was used during the Cold War. This tank requires a crew of 4 people to operate it. On the corner of the parking lot is another British 17-pound anti-tank gun that was used during the Second World War. The various buildings along this road are used to lodge the officer cadets and bear the names of Maisonneuve, Champlain, and Cartier, names that don't need an introduction. At the end of the street, in the opposite direction of the river, you will see the Dextros building. If you want to know how well nourished the soldiers are, I invite you to have lunch over there. That building also lodged and nourished victims during the ice storm. As a matter of fact, while walking towards the Dextros building, you are likely to see another tank on your right. This is the Adat. It was built in this very town, Saint-Jean-sur-Richelieu. Now let's go in the direction of the river. You will see on your right the Leary building. It is named in honor of Gaspard Joseph Chausgros de Leary, son, military engineer that built the second French fort in 1748. This building is where you can find administrative offices and classrooms. In the 50s, a professor found his car on the roof of the building. Now, don't say the military doesn't have a sense of humor. Finally, at the end of the street close to the river is the Lehay building. It was named in honor of the first college commandant. It was built in 1972 to house the library. In front of the building, you can see the Danforth anchor that was formerly used by the Royal Canadian Navy for frigates and minesweepers. Now, I will wait for you at point number 7, by the riverside.